You're listening to the Marriage Matters Podcast, where we talk about real life matters that matter to you. So sit back and enjoy some laughs, encouragement, and advice on Christian marriage, dating, and more. Now here are your hosts, Christian and Lanisha Johnson.
Beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my lover? Look, I'm not starting this time. I'm not. Matter of fact, this is how we're going to set this thing up. First off, hello, everyone. How are you doing? You are ridiculously awesome, and we are just so excited and elated that you would join us on today. And you know what? Lanisha found a great find from Pastor John Gray on, I think he's speaking at the XO conference. And really, it just makes me think of higher level pruning. But instead of starting and getting into it, it was your find. You posted it on our social media page. And I just think they should hear from you first, as into how it ministered to you and how it made you see how being married to me has has caused you to be the woman that God has called you to be. So
you just gonna take all the credit?
No, I'm not. Because really, it's a matter of perspective from even seeing the video. But I just like the spin that he kind of takes on, you know, looking at that from that perspective. You know, when we have difficult times and stuff, of just how you can get into it, you know, just pretending to how the Lord uses us to sharpen one another, I'll just say, all right?
Yeah, so the video was titled, God's Trying to Kill You. And if you know or heard of John Gray, you know he's a comedian, so it kind of comes from a funny story. But at the end, he has a really powerful message to go along with it. And he just shares how, you know, when you come from being an individual and being yourself for so many years, then you get married and you marry this other person who is totally different than you, it kind of forces you to change and adjust. And sometimes that changing and that adjusting is not fun and it's not comfortable. But he goes on to talk about how it's part of God's pruning process and how God is basically trying to kill some things within us as individuals so that we can move forward and be who he's called us to be. And by bringing your spouse or your mate into your life, he uses that person to kind of help develop those things and help cut some of those things out that need to go so that you can become better. Christian loves to talk about the pruning process. That's one of your go-tos when you talk about different things and the process of moving forward and purpose and plans and things like that. And pretty much, you know, it's the idea of having something that may be well, may be going well, may be living, may be growing, may be developing. But in order for it to be its best version, there are some parts and pieces that need to be cut down and cut back, even if they are doing what we think is, you know, good. So that's kind of what he's talking about there, how God can use your spouse to kind of help in that pruning process. So what do you think about that, babe?
Well, I don't know if I love to talk about the pruning process. More so of I've just been pruned so much that I have the t-shirt, the scars, and all that stuff to prove it. And so I think sharing about the pruning process kind of ties into the last podcast. Well, I'm going to say the last podcast. We had a podcast fail. We didn't get to move it. But we were talking about this mindset of even dealing with the pruning, though, how it's an aspect of the holistic cycle of a Christian life, of how it can be compared to even communion, and how God blessed the bread and he broke the bread, he took the bread and he passed the bread out. It's the breaking mindset or the breaking aspect that we go through in Christianity, where it's like we blame it on an enemy and deal with different times, or blame it on our spouse and whatever the case may be. So I think during the pruning process, it relates to me because a lot of times there's been things on, so to speak, my vine that God has cut. What I didn't realize at the time was because he wanted to help the areas that were growing to be stronger, to be, you know, more beautiful. And when it comes to our marriage, you know, even other relationships, other people, you know, situations, mindsets, he's just cut some things off that I thought were going to be fruitful in our marriage and in our life and, you know, financially and all this other stuff. And recognizing that he wanted to cultivate this branch of HLM, I guess you could say, you know, or marriage ministry for us to serve and lead. And so when I think about that mindset in our marriages and within one another, I can identify with John Gray, Pastor John Gray, when he talks about, you know, he wanting to kill stuff. You know, I realize that you are the closest person to me. And so a lot of times he will use you to help me see who I really am. And when I look at that aspect of it, you know, if I'm not in the spirit, if I'm not in the right mind, I could get offended. When really it comes from a mindset of really seeing of how God is using you to help me be who God called me to be, even if we don't agree on certain things. So I think higher level, you know, thinking, higher level marriage, understanding that mindset really helps us to move forward within that and to say, you know what, Lord, you're speaking through my wife, or Lord, you're using my wife, you know, to show me that I don't have it all together, or that I need to grow, or that I need to get better, or how we can go to a higher level and, you know, help build some momentum versus, you know, pointing out your faults because you pointed out something that might, you know, I need improvement on. You know, I can learning and I'm learning to embrace and see what you see and, you know, and to take that to be a better husband and a better father and a better man. So yeah. That's my side of that. So that pruning process, I think, is mandatory, but I think that the way that we go through it, if we learn to embrace it, will help us to move forward and become stronger. That, you know, you can come to me and share what's going on, whether it's in our marriage, whether it's about me, and that we can listen, come together because we're on the same team, that we can communicate and see a great result. And that I don't feel beat up or beat down or insecure or anything like that, that I actually can hear you, hear your heart, your mind, hear God, and smooth together.
Yeah. And I even think about sometimes, like, when you get married, you'll hear friends or, you know, those people that you hang out with, they'll say, oh, you're changing, and you're not the same person you used to be. And sometimes we can take offense to that because, you know, you hear people say all the time, oh, you don't want to lose yourself in your mate. But in all truthfulness, you should change when you get married, because the two of you become one. So in order for two to become one, something has to change. Something has to give. Something has to adjust. And that becomes a part of who we are as a unit together. And I just was thinking about even how in Isaiah, it talks about in chapter 43:19, verse 19, how God says, I'm doing something new. Can you not see it? And sometimes we don't realize that God's doing something within us. And it's all for the good of ourselves as individuals, for our marriage and for our families and even those people that we come in contact with. So the change is good that you go through. It's a process. And again, as we said, it doesn't always feel good. But in the end, God has a purpose and a plan for it all. So we encourage you to embrace that process, embrace that change, and let God do what he does.
That's good. So we encourage you to embrace that pruning process pertaining to your marriage and your family, and just count it all joy. And James talks about those situations. And I think a matter of the perspective, too, is that we're still on the same team and that we're going to move forward. And that even where we are right now, that we can come together, pray, believe in God, and just become greater. So thank you for speaking life into me. Personally, baby. And I think that as those who are listening will begin to speak life into each other, mm-hmm. that they're able to go to that higher level within their thinking. This concludes our higher level series. Next time we'll be talking about building momentum. So let's stay tuned. And you ain't had nothing else to throw on that?
Okay. Well, I was just going to say the video that we were talking about today, we posted in our Higher Level Marriage group, which is on Facebook. So if you're not in the group and you would like to be, you can look that group up and request to be added. We'd love to have you as part of our community. You guys are awesome, and we hope to see you all or talk to you all very soon.
All right. Peace.
You have been listening to Marriage Matters. Thank you for downloading our podcast. We'd love to hear from you, so don't forget to leave us a review and follow us on Instagram. For more information, visit us online. Thank you.